Michael Schiavo says a brain autopsy will be performed on his wife, Terry. Medical tests and examinations during her life showed that Terry Schiavo was in a permanent vegetative state. Now, experts say the autopsy will confirm that, NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Researchers have spent more than two decades studying what happens to the brains of patients in a vegetative state. Dr. Nicholas Schiff says that research leaves little doubt that the autopsy of Terry Schiavo's brain will reveal extensive damage.
In a case like this, where you've had EEGs and CAT scans and they've been repeated over, you know, various intervals, that you shouldn't have any surprises.
Schiff is a neurologist at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City. He specializes in patients with severe brain damage. Schiff says hundreds of autopsies have shown a clear pattern in patients like Terry Schiavo, whose brain injuries were caused by a lack of oxygen following a heart attack.
What we'd expect to see is destruction of the thalamus on both sides of the brain and the entire cerebral cortex showing signs of injury. This is a non-subtle, non-selective injury. This would be basically the equivalent of taking out almost all of the cells above the level of the brainstem.
The brainstem controls basic biological functions like breathing and heartbeat. Schiff says that over time, the parts of the brain that were once involved in things like thinking and memory actually shrivel.
There's overwhelming atrophy, and the brain has shrunken to the point where it looks like an end-stage Alzheimer's brain.
Brain autopsies are not typically used to determine whether a person was in a vegetative state. That's decided by extensive testing when the patient's alive. Barbara Crane is a neuropathologist and director of the autopsy service at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She says there are limits to the questions that can be answered by Terry Schiavo's autopsy.
You certainly could answer the question for physicians, did the brain damage in this case match what we've seen in cases where there was an uncontested diagnosis of persistent vegetative state? That you could do.
But Crane says Terry Schiavo's autopsy isn't likely to end the debate about whether her feeding tube should have been removed.
It may settle it for people who see the whole subject as a scientific or medical question. For those who see it more as a philosophic question, it would be harder to say that any result that you could get would satisfy people looking at the problem from that point of view.
Terry Schiavo's autopsy will be done by the chief medical examiner in Pinellas and Pasco County, Florida, a doctor appointed by Governor Jeb Bush. A report will take a while. Brain tissue is too soft to be handled immediately after death. It's usually suspended in a chemical bath for at least a week before a pathologist studies it in detail. John Hamilton, NPR News.
One other detail on this story. As legal guardian, Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael, has custody of the body. After the autopsy, he plans to have the remains cremated. Terry's ashes will be buried at an undisclosed location near Philadelphia. That's according to Michael Schiavo's brother. He says Michael wants to avoid having the burial turn into a media event or a protest, and that Terry's parents, brother, and sister, all of whom disagreed with him about what to do with Terry in life, will not be invited. Terry's parents wanted their daughter's remains buried in Florida, where they live. A Catholic funeral mass has been tentatively scheduled for next week.